62 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Thank you for tuning in to the program. You can always call us at the McLaren Health Plan phone line. That's 517-393-3700, 393-3700. We'd love to hear from you via email. Morningshow at 1320WILS.com is the number you can reach us there. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Jamie McAloon, who's with the Ingham County Animal Control. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning.
There's a serious challenge that you are working with. The Ingham County Animal Control is looking for information on, as you call it, a horrific dog killing. Tell us about this.
Well, one of our officers was called to respond to what they thought was a cat placed in a bag when he arrived at the scene, which was the 3100 block of Rio Road. He discovered a bag with an animal in it, and upon investigation, the dog had been severely beaten, had been stabbed, throat had been cut. The dog suffered a horrible death with multiple broken bones, stab wounds, and it was pretty significant what they did to this animal.
How'd you find out about this?
We received a call from a citizen who had seen the bag there, and they thought it was a cat in the bag. Because it was small. I mean, we're talking a dog probably about 10 pounds. It was just a little dog. But they didn't know exactly what was in the bag. But it's a small black dog, maybe a Manchester Terrier, Chihuahua-type mix, something like that. It had a red harness on. So somebody owned this dog, and somebody's going to know this dog. And it was a fairly young dog, somewhere around the age of 1 year of age.
Have you ever seen anything like this, Jamie?
You know, not this kind of violence. I mean, this dog, this was definitely intentional. And, you know, when you see intentional abuse like this, I mean, there's definitely, you need to consider that this is a sign of a serious psychological problem in this person. And often it's associated with sociopathic behavior and definitely should be taken very seriously. I think, you know, based on what was done to this dog, the amount of violence and anger that was taken out on this little animal definitely indicates there's a very sick individual out there, and I think a very dangerous person out there. That could do this.
What did the dog look like? How big was it? How much did it weigh?
It was probably about 10 pounds, which is about a big cat. It was predominantly black, but it had some white markings on the underbelly, under the under chest and belly area. We're not saying if it was a male or a female. We're leaving some details out so that, because we often get a lot of callers to give us information, and we want to know if they know what they're talking about in this particular case. It did have a red harness on, which, you know, it's the type of apparatus that goes around the shoulders and the neck for walking. It's a kind of a medium hair coat, not long, not short. So, I mean, it's a type of dog that was probably somebody's personal pet, but we have not received any lost reports for this dog. So it's very curious, because it was obviously someone's pet.
All right. And so when you find out something about something like this, how do you handle it?
Well, we investigate all the leads, and, you know, we usually get dozens of leads from these type of cases. So we have to go through every single lead piece by piece. We interview the people that are calling us with those leads. Some are anonymous, so we can't follow up with them. We can just take what they give us and go forward with that. These are often very successful, especially when there's reward offered. In previous cases we've done this year, we've been very successful with the reward system. And people don't even want the reward. They say, you know, keep it for your abused animals there, which has been very kind. It just takes a lot of work to go through all these leads. But this is a person we need to find. We take this extremely seriously, and we feel that we've got to find this person.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, you know, for the staff and the volunteers that do this work, this is just the most emotionally and morally challenging work there is. I mean, we're exposed to the suffering and dying of animals every day. And when you see something like this, it's overwhelming sometimes, especially this year has been a very trying year. It just seems like we've just gone from one case to another right after another. So
do you also contact law enforcement about this?
We are the law enforcement when it comes to the animal cruelty cases. We do all of our own investigations. We write our own warrants. We do our own search warrants, things like that.
But do you notify police also?
Oh, yeah, they are notified. Yeah.
All right. So where are you in the investigation? Are you getting some leads? Are you getting where you need to be?
Well, we just released this last night. We've been working on it and just completely, you know, have no more leads at all. We can't go any further. We've got to have something else new come in because we've exhausted every lead we had. And so right now we're hoping to get a whole new fresh start with some leads as a result of this reward. We're hoping something's going to come through.
All right. Jamie, the last time you and I talked, there had been a challenge with fighting dogs that were actually fighting and being turned loose after they would be injured and they had no place else to go. Where are you with that?
You know what? That's one of the cases that we're just coming off of now, which we still have not resolved. Although it was kind of strange because it looks like we're getting some more tips in on that based on this story. So we still do not know the individuals involved with the dog fighting event that took place. It's probably about 2 weeks ago, actually. And we found another dog that came in who was terribly damaged as a result of a fight and then just released into a community, actually within a mile of the Hillcrest Street incident. So we're still looking for those people who are involved with that fighting case. So that's ongoing. We're still looking for more tips, but we just got some more leads in last night, so we're hoping those are going to pan out for us. But It's constant. It's absolutely constant.
Is that situation, since the last time we talked, improving, staying the same, getting worse?
No, I can't say it's improving because of the fact that we're still getting those calls. You know, it's very frustrating. I mean, you're constantly investigating in these cases. You're seizing the dogs. You're having people arrested. You're getting them put into jail. Then we turn right around, and it's just going on again and again and again. But, you know, we're trying to stay on top of it the best we can. But it's difficult. It's very difficult because it is throughout the community.
All right, Jamie.
As it is with most communities in America.
All right. What else is going on with the shelter? What else are you working on? What else gives you concern? What else do you need help with?
Well, this time of year is a very difficult time of year because we're always full. I mean, we're always full from July until September. And so when we're full, you know, we're an open admission shelter. We don't say no to people when they're bringing us animals. We have to take those animals in. So we're desperate for what we call foster homes, people who would be willing to come in and foster one of our adoptable animals. And we know a lot of information about them, so we can tell them. But, you know, if they could just give us a break for 2 to 3 weeks with an animal, that means another animal can come in safely without the risk of us having to look for an animal to put to sleep to make room for another animal. So foster homes are very important this time of year. Also, the adoptions are important, but we see adoptions slow down because people are on vacation, people are moving, a lot of things are happening during the summer months, so people don't commit to adopting. So I think it's just the help that we need from just a volunteer point of view down there. We're slammed a lot of days. We could use people coming in there to help us out at the shelter. And, of course, donations. All of our programs are funded through donations. Our animal cruelty officer is funded through donations. And a lot of people don't realize that person is only there because the people in the community are paying for it out of donations, that one particular investigator.
How many animals are currently at the shelter? How many dogs? How many cats?
Probably about 100 dogs and about 140 cats.
All right, and how many of those are adults and how many are puppies and kittens?
Well, probably animals that are over 6 months of age are probably about, I'd say, 75%. Yeah, easily. And then the other 25% are under 6 months of age, and most of those are going to be kittens, not puppies. We've got a pretty good handle on overpopulation on dogs. But the cats is just swelling numbers. I mean, they're coming in. We don't even pick up cats. We don't even pick up cats, and they account for over 60% of our population at the shelter. So that's what people are just bringing us.
What do you do if you run across a cat?
If you run across a cat that you found, you would have to bring it into our shelter. You know, we've been cut like all agencies have, and we just don't have the manpower to go out and pick up cats. If we did, we wouldn't have the manpower to respond to the more serious cases, you know, dogs, aggressive dogs, and you know, police assist when we've got dangerous animals, and a number of other priorities when a victim citizen is at risk. So we just don't have the manpower to pick up cats. But it didn't impact the number of cats coming into our shelter at all. In fact, the year we quit taking cats, the next year we actually took in more cats than the year before when we actually picked them up.
All right, Jamie, for people who need more information, who want to help, where can they go?
They can call, we have, if they have a tip, they can call our hotline, which is 517-676-8376, or they can call our general dispatcher for any information, which is going to be 517-676-8370. And so they can also go to our website as well, and the website will tell you a lot about our programs that we do, which is www.ac.ingham.org.
All right. Thanks so much, Jamie.
Okay. Thank you.
It's Bye-bye. The Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com at 721.